Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Our sun may look like an eternal miasma of incandescent plasma, but one day it will die. This may sound like a bummer, especially for anything that's living on Earth in a few billion years, but there is a bright side to the solar doom. According to research published in the journal Nature this very month, our dead star will leave behind a shimmering legacy. It'll turn into a massive crystal. Before we start talking about supersized stellar crystals, we first need to understand how stars like our sun live and die. The sun is fueled by nuclear fusion. Its massive gravity crushes hydrogen atoms together in its core to create helium, and the vast quantities of energy released by these fusion processes push outward, maintaining a happy equilibrium. So long as there's plenty of hydrogen fuel feeding this process, the core remains about the same size and temperature, around 15 million Kelvin, producing energy that radiates throughout the solar system, ultimately nurturing the evolution of life on a certain habitable planet. This hydrogen-burning phase of a star's life will last for 90% of the lifetime of our sun. The period of stellar life is known as the main sequence. We're currently about 4.5 billion years into our sun's main sequence days, or approximately halfway through its life. So what happens when that hydrogen is all used up? Things start to get a little wild, to put it mildly. Without the outward pressure of the energy created by fusing hydrogen, the sun's gravity overwhelms the core, crushing it into a smaller space and boosting its temperature tenfold. That's okay, though. The heavier helium nuclei will begin to fuse together, creating the outward pressure once again to maintain equilibrium. It's predicted that this will start happening in about 5 billion years, marked with a sudden outrush of energy known as a helium flash. As the helium fuses, carbon and oxygen are formed, and the temperature of the core rises yet again. Soon after, even heavier elements also begin to fuse, and the sun, on the whole, will start looking a bit worse for the wear. It will begin to swell, blasting interplanetary space with savage solar winds that will begin to strip away its upper layers. Though our sun isn't massive enough to explode as a supernova, it will turn into a red giant star, possibly expanding beyond the orbit of Earth. Our planet will be toast. After the death of our star, it will leave behind wispy remains of solar plasma, creating a beautiful planetary nebula enriched with newly formed heavy elements that will go on to create the next generation of stars and planets. And in its core will be a hot stellar remnant known as a white dwarf, a tiny, dense star shimmering brightly, a testament to the sun that used to be in its place. White dwarfs can sustain themselves for billions of years before fizzing out and dimming forever. But this isn't the end of the story. Using observations by the European Gaia mission, which is currently making precision measurements of stars throughout our galaxy, researchers at the University of Warwick in the UK have stumbled on a white dwarf secret that has remained hidden. Until now. Soon after forming, white dwarfs are extremely hot, radiating the intense energy that was once held in the core of the main sequence star that came before them. Over billions of years after forming, white dwarfs slowly cool, and at a certain point, the oxygen and carbon they contain will go through a phase transition, akin to liquid water freezing and turning into solid ice, only at much more extreme temperatures and pressures, and they'll solidify to form a huge crystal. Pierre-Emmanuel Tremblay from the University of Warwick's Department of Physics and leader of the study said in a press release, "All white dwarfs will crystallize at some point in their evolution, although more massive white dwarfs go through the process sooner. This means that billions of white dwarfs in our galaxy have already completed the process and are essentially crystal spheres in the sky. The sun itself will become a crystal white dwarf in about 10 billion years." Tremblay's team analyzed the Gaia observations to measure the luminosities and colors of 15,000 white dwarfs within 300 light-years of Earth. What they found was an excess in the population of stars of specific colors and brightness. They realized that this group of stars represented a similar phase in stellar evolution where the conditions are right for this phase transition to occur, causing a delay in cooling, thus slowing down the aging process. The researchers found that some of these stars had extended their lifespan by up to 2 billion years. Tremblay said in the statement, "This is the first direct evidence that white dwarfs crystallize, or transition from liquid to solid. It was predicted 50 years ago that we should observe a pileup in the number of white dwarfs at certain luminosities and colors due to crystallization, and only now has this been observed." Crystallized white dwarfs aren't just a stellar curiosity. Their quantum makeup is unlike anything we can recreate in the laboratory. As the white star material crystallizes, its material becomes ordered on a quantum level, nuclei aligning themselves in a complex lattice with a metallic oxygen core and an outer layer enriched with carbon. So, it turns out that after stars like our sun die, their stories aren't over. All white dwarfs will go through this crystallization process, littering the galaxy with massive, diamond-like stellar remnants. Today's episode was written by Ian O'Neill and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other shining topics, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.